Welcome to Mind Over Matter with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. I share stories of insight, personal experience, ways in which I and others have overcome obstacles, and the importance of perseverance. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome to episode number 97. This week, we're focusing on doing what you love. Welcome to this week's podcast interview. I've brought on Robert Diaz. Robert, welcome.
Pleasure to be here with you, Heather. Thank you.
He's actually also referred to as Dietz, Coach Dietz, and he was my first coach. So I'm just stoked that he agreed to come on and share his insight with you.
And I'm stoked to be here as well. Thank you. Well,
and give a little background. Where do you live and what do you do?
I am on the Jersey Shore, and please don't confuse that with the television show that everybody unfortunately knows about. I live on the beautiful Jersey Shore here in Brick, New Jersey, and born in New York, but been in this Jersey Shore for most of my life, not all my life, and love it. And I own a music school, and I am a coach. I do executive coaching and personal life coaching. I've been doing that for a good 7 years now.
And you shared with me, maybe we could back it up a little bit. What did you used to do before you got into your passion of music and coaching?
Yeah. I went to college, got my business degree, and went, New York is right around the corner. So I went into New York and started beginner stuff that all the kids do when they get out of college. And, started doing some things there, bounced around a little bit until I found something that I thought I liked, but I really didn't. And I saw an opportunity to start a cleaning company. And just because I was so bored doing the corporate stuff, so to speak, I dove into the janitorial business with my then fiance, now my wife of nearly 30 years. And we started it very small, working all the hours, doing all the work. And over the course of, say, 15, 16 years or so, I grew the company to multi-million-dollar company. And now on the surface, most people, like my friends and family, thought that was fantastic. But as the days kept going and months kept going by, I was soon realizing that I was not waking up with any level of excitement about doing this. The money thing wore off after a while. And then it was about life, waking up and doing what you love to do. And I wasn't doing what I love to do. So I got a coach, and, it's a call I'll never forget. My coach asking me after I had explained this same thing to him, he asked me a beautiful question. And that question is, well, what do you love? I love music. I really didn't even know how to answer the question. I didn't know where he was getting at, but I just said, I love music. And I said, and I love people. I love helping people and working with people and interacting with people. So he stopped me right there and he says, okay, well, let's create something from that. And fast forward, I now own a music school and I coach people all around the world. And I wake up every day with a big smile on my face and I'm very grateful for what I do.
So you're saying that you can make money doing things that you love.
Well, yeah, the old saying is do what you love, because if you do what you love, you'll do it well. And if you do it well, the money will follow. But really, you want to do it out of service. Service should come first. Not because a lot of people don't open up businesses for the money. And if that's all they're shooting for, there's a lot of times that's why businesses fail within 5 years. With my music school, it was serving kids, families. And it brought in tremendous joy. And even last night, we had the Halloween parade, which is unfortunately why we had to cancel our podcast last night. But the families and the kids were just smiling from ear to ear, the fun that they had with the band we put together that was in the parade. So I love that kind of stuff. And that's what brings me great joy. Do what you love.
So if we could rewind the clock a little bit before you got into this space of life and, going through the motions of life, what was that like?
It was, well, the saying, it was like Groundhog's Day, you know, you just wake up and then, you know, we are creatures of habit. So even when we still do what we love to do, we do things repetitively. Sometimes we're not aware of all the things that we do over and over the same way. But, unfortunately, a lot of people like myself at the time I was doing a job every day that I didn't enjoy. And it was just, it was like hitting the rewind and starting the same day all over again. And it wears on you after a while. It got very boring and not exciting. And I got to a point where I was just getting sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Well, and I think that's what happened for me too. I had only been in the workforce for a decade, which is nothing. And I continually complained about feeling like a hamster on a wheel. And I would wake up and just, but I know so many people in that same boat. They wake up and they're literally like robots going through the motions of life, but they don't think there's another way. So how would you enlighten these people to let them know there is another way?
Well, just by saying there is another way sometimes isn't enough. And it just comes down to really, you have to take the leap. You have to find out what it is that you love. Cause again, through my coaching conversation with my coach, I found out what I love. I love music. I love people. We created an idea starting a music school of some sort, but I still had to take that leap. And there's a lot of nerves that come with that. And that's why a lot of people don't do that. We are creatures of comfort. And that's why people get caught in the hamster wheel doing the same things over. Because the fear of jumping into something that we don't know is scarier. And that's why people a lot of times don't make that leap. I just got to the point where I just knew that I had to do something because I was not going to be a happy man. I love being happy. So I made the jump.
Did you create a side hustle first, or did you totally get rid of the janitorial, that cleaning company, and go all in?
Well, I did have the benefit. It was a successful business. So, as far as taking a financial hit, that wasn't really part of the situation. So I didn't have to worry about that. And unfortunately, some people do. I didn't have to. So I was able to transition, make a nice smooth transition. While my contracts were, finishing up, I was still able to jump into this next venture and kind of pull double duty at the same time. And then when those contracts were all over, I was already full-fledged into the music school and just dove right in.
And I know from my own experience, I think the biggest hurdle or that big fear is the how. People don't know the how, or how do I even get started? So do you have suggestions or tips on, okay, so I'm miserable in my daily life and I want this. Where do I begin?
Well, see, the beauty about these days with technology is your resources are, there's an abundance of resources. So, it's very easy to find out how to do things. I can't cook or make things, but if I want to learn how to make a cake, bang, I go right on the laptop and I can find out how to make a cake in 5 minutes and I can make a cake. It's that simple. A long time ago, when I was a kid, it wasn't that way. You had to do more research. You had to get in your car and drive somewhere, the library or things like that. So I find that there's really no excuse nowadays to find out what it takes or how to do something. It's very easy to find out. And it's not so much the how. I've spoken to you about the 80-20 rule. 20%, everything we do is 20% mechanics, 80% psychology. So the 20% mechanics is how to, how to do something. And that's easy. And most of us can find that stuff out very quickly, but it's that big chunk of 80% is what's going on in here. It's our psychology. And that's, believing in ourselves. And just, again, taking that leap and going ahead and doing it. So it's all psychology. It's more what's going on in here, and making the leap than it is about knowing how to do something.
What about the individuals that are sitting there going, okay, so this sounds great, but I don't even know what I would jump to, but I am so miserable. So how do you step back and think about whether it's your hobbies, interests, your loves, your passions? How do you figure that out?
Well, I'm sure I've shared this with you during our time together, and that is tapping into your inner child. Your inner child knows exactly what to do. You ask any small child, 2-3 years old, what do they love? And they'll rattle off 20 things for you. You know, an adult will just think too much about it and have all these other issues that they'll bring in to help, well, not help them, but stop them from being creative. Children, it's they're just an open book, and they just think about their creativity and what's fun and what I love to do. And then they just go do it. So I always say, tap into your inner child. Your inner child knows.
Well, and I do remember you telling me that. And I think about that often, because I feel like as adults, people are so serious. And I'm like, life is not meant to be serious. And I love being silly and goofy. And actually, when I wrote my book, while writing it, I kind of got into that state. And it was my mom who, 6 weeks after I launched my podcast, she's the one that texted me. And she said, my mom, you know, she's getting cool now, but she said, OMG, the thought came to me that what's playing out for you now has been with you all along. And what she meant by that is, me having a podcast as a little girl, I had an imaginary audience. And so every night when we would make dinner, I'd be chopping and telling my audience how to do anyway. I was always talking. And even when I worked in corporate, I managed a team of admin. So I was always interviewing, always bringing new people on. And I love doing that. And now I'm doing that. I get to do that.
You get to do that. Isn't that beautiful?
Yeah. So you're right. It's just going, I have some friends that are photographers on the side, and they too, you know, they might have their corporate gig, but photography is their thing and their passion. And maybe for some people, to get out of that groundhog day, is it just finding those passions and hobbies that fulfill them while they still can go to work to get their, you know, is that creating a balance too?
Yeah. I mean, you think about it, Heather, ultimately, what do we want as human beings? We want to be happy, right? We want to be happy, because at the end of the day, when we're in our final days of our life, and we're all going to have a final day at some point, that is when we look back, and sometimes even a little bit earlier than that, but not right around that time, we start to look back at our life. And the last thing I want to do personally is look back on my life with regret. And I find too many people do that. You know, I recommend all your listeners to go to a senior citizen's home and take some time to sit with a senior citizen and ask them some questions. And I bet you a lot of them would say, I wish I would have pursued that dream that I wanted to do. I wish I would have traveled more. I wish I'd have wrote that book. You're going to hear that a lot. And people, unfortunately, pass on with regret. And I vowed never to do that. I will not die with regret. I want to, you know, I want to try things and do things and have fun. And will I be successful in all these things? I don't know, but that should not be a concern. Do what you love, go after it with all your heart, and don't listen to the naysayers, because Heather, if I had listened to the naysayers back when I had this multi-million-dollar janitorial service and told my family and friends that I'm going to open up a music school, They were shaking their head, and why are you going to do that? And I had to explain to them, because it's something that I've always wanted to do, and I would love to do this. And now here it is years later, because I've been involved with this music school almost 20 years now. The proof is in the pudding. I wake up every day happy as a lark with what I do, and I know some of my friends are working a job that they've been working in 20, 25, 30 years, and they can't wait. They're talking about retiring. I cannot wait to retire.
Yeah.
When you love what you do, there's nothing to retire from. It's not work.
And I totally get and understand 80% psychology, 20% mechanics. So are there maybe a few key takeaways that you can help, tell somebody that, all right, so how do I feel the fear and do it anyway? How do I get past that, the unknowns, and that, how do I do that?
I always recommend get around people that have that kind of mindset, that have a growth mindset, that are exploratory, that like trying things. When you get around people like that, it rubs off. You know, there's that old saying, you are the medium of the five people you most hang around with. You know, so if you're hanging around with people that are, you know, unhappy with their job, you know, they're just miserable people, well, guess what? That's going to rub off on you at some point. But if you're hanging around with people, perfect example, I wanted to improve my health. And I used to drive past this CrossFit gym all the time. And in my mind, I always used to think, I can't go in there. That's all for young people. You know, it's only young people that go in there. So I would stay with my gym that I was in that nobody cared if I even showed up or not. And I wasn't getting the results. Finally, I got the nerve to join up at this gym. Now I'm in the best shape of my life. Why? Because I'm hanging around with people that truly care about their health. Now that's just a small example. Coaching. A lot of my friends are coaches. I hang around with coaches. Here I am with you now. You know, we're sharing things, we're expressing things, we're learning things to each other. Be around those kinds of people. If you want to be involved in music, get around with musicians. You know, if you want to be around with entrepreneurs, hang around with entrepreneurs. It rubs off. And that's how you begin to get that spirit. And then things just start to open up. Your creativity will open up and you'll find something. We all have something that we love to do.
Oh, I totally agree. And actually, I'm all about feeling the fear and doing it anyway, busting outside my comfort zone. And I've set a pretty high bar for 2019 to run a marathon, which I've ran a half marathon, but that was years ago. And long story short, I didn't train well. I got really hurt. And then, so I created this huge barrier. But now to put myself back out there, because I'm doing this marathon, that's the same. I want to find run clubs and other people doing that thing that I want to do to keep me going.
Exactly. It's funny because tomorrow is November 2nd, which would be the five-year anniversary that I ran my one and only marathon, the New York City Marathon, because that's coming up this weekend, the New York City Marathon. And so what did I do? I started reaching out to people that run distances and started talking to those people. They started giving me tips. I started to learn. I trained properly and I ran a New York City Marathon. And I did something that I never would have dreamed. And another one of those things that when I told my friends and family, I'm going to go run the New York City Marathon, they were like, what? What do you, why? Why not?
Well, then, as you know, because you've been through it, if it's 80% psychology, how do you get through the training and then day of? I mean, 26 miles is a lot.
Yes, it is. Especially, you know, my long day was always on the weekend, Saturday or Sunday, and I would run 2.5-3 hours. That would be a training run on my long days on the weekend. And I created an incantation. And I would say over and over, I must have said it. If I said it 1,000,000 times, I said it 10 million times. And that is, I'm better, I'm stronger, I feel it every day. And I would just constantly repeat that. Language is huge.
Yes.
You know, think about what's the language that you use on a continuous basis. Is it empowering you or is it disempowering you?
Deep.
Very important.
That is a high note. I like to wrap up every interview with rapid fire questions. So I have a couple for you.
Should I strap myself in for this?
Yeah, you okay. Got this. What is a quote or motto you live by?
You know, I've heard so many different quotes. But the quote, it's my incantation. That's the quote I live by, that I'm better, I'm stronger, and I feel it every day. I'll go by my own quote. How about that?
That's the first. I love it. What is a book you're currently reading or highly recommend?
The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz.
Oh, I know all about that. Give a quick summary.
Well, the Four Agreements, these are agreements that essentially you would make with yourself. And I don't know that I have them necessarily in order, but the first agreement is always do the best that you can. No matter what you're doing, do the best that you can. The next two were tough. There were challenges for me, and that is never assume anything. When I read that chapter, I was blown away the next couple of days at how many things I assume on a daily basis. So never assume anything. The next one was another tough one. Never take anything personal. Mm. Right. And the fourth one is be impeccable with your word. You know, think before you speak. When the words come out of your mouth, there's no taking them back. So be impeccable with your word. If you say you're going to do something, do it.
It's funny you bring that up, because that was actually the first kind of self-growth, self-development, whatever book I read when I was 15. And
wow.
18 years later, it still stood with me. And I've those four, I mean, yes, if you just live by those four, how much it can change your life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Wonderful book. And it's a small book, easy read. I think I've read it in 1.5 days.
Yeah. What advice would you give your younger self?
Don't wait so long. Get started sooner. Yeah. You know, 'cause I started my business at 28, but that wasn't the dream. That was just, I couldn't wait to get out of what I was doing. That was getting into the janitorial service. That was just, I couldn't wait to get out of what I was doing. And I did that. I didn't know where that was going. I'm grateful where it ended up. But it wasn't until I was in my 40s. That's when I decided to get the music school and become a coach. I wish I would have done that earlier. So if you have that dream, get on that train now. They always say, when's now the best time to start doing something? Now.
Love it. And the final piece, what is the best advice you've ever been given?
Do what you love. Do what you love. If you're reading and learn about successful people in life, they're doing what they love. Because I know people that are making lots of money and they're miserable because they're not doing what they love. They just followed the money. And those are the people in the end game that are going to be regretful. But do what you love. Do absolutely do what you love and you will always be happy.
What a great note. Deeds, thank you so much for joining me for this interview.
Thank you, Heather. Pleasure being with you.
Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.